Serena Williams, the 33-year-old American tennis champ, is a champ again after winning at Wimbledon over the weekend, giving her four straight majors in a row, a so-called Serena Slam, not to be confused with a Grand Slam, which is winning all four majors in one calendar year. She's still got to win the U.S. Open to do that. So far, she has won 21 major championships in her career. Joining us to talk about Serena is Ian Crouch of The New Yorker. Hi, Ian.
Hi.
And how good is Serena? Put this in the context for us. When you compare her to other greats, how good is she?
Well, if we're talking about specifically women's tennis, she is right up there with the all-time top players. She's one major singles championship behind Steffi Graf, who has won 22.
Hmm.
And then if you expand that sort of beyond women's tennis, if you think about an athlete who for almost 20 years has been at the very top of her game, that's hard to compare almost in any sport.
Yeah, 20 years now, actually 17 years to be exact. Her first big championship was back in 1999. Is that just unheard of to have somebody be at the top for so long?
Well, I think we used to think of tennis especially as a young person's game. It was a game of young phenoms. I mean, even Serena won when she was only 17. And to think of now 33, almost 34, continuing to win, that's essentially two generations.
Is she at her peak right now, do you think?
It seems that way. I mean, she's serving in a way that she has almost never served before. She's now, as you said, on her fourth straight Grand Slam title, which she had done previously, but more than 10 years ago, which is an incredible thing to think of, that in one career you could have two peaks, essentially.
And how do you compare her with her sister, who's now 35, Venus? They actually played in Wimbledon this year. Serena won, obviously. But how did the two compare?
Well, it was interesting. When they were coming up, I mean, Venus is the older sister. And their father, Richard Williams, said at the time that they would each be number one. And this was when they were exceptionally young and everyone thought he was crazy. And that Serena would be the better player. Again, this was when Venus was already winning tournaments and everyone thought he was insane again. But it turns out that that is certainly the case.
And what does it say about their father, who you just mentioned there, who taught them how to play?
It's an incredible story. And I think this is what makes the sisters such a unique story among athletes in the United States, that at the time that they were introduced onto the scene, there was some suspicion that Richard Williams had been too controlling over their lives, that he had homeschooled them, that he had essentially created these tennis prodigies. But when we look back at both of their careers now, he spent a lot of time protecting them. They didn't do these insane sort of young person tournaments where they're out there playing competitive tennis when they were 10, 11 years old. He kind of protected them. And some people, including Chris Everett, who's now analyzing the sport for ESPN, has said she thinks that that's one of the reasons why they've continued to play so long, that they were essentially shielded from this sort of semi-professional adolescence. And this isn't to say that they weren't playing a lot of tennis when they were young, but still, it's this, I think, protecting them from this exceptionally high-pressured experience when you're really young. I mean, you do get the sense that they continue to enjoy playing even now into their 30s.
There were some tweets that went around over the weekend, including one that I guess got to J.K. Rowling, the author, who tweeted back in defense of Serena. But the gist of it was that Serena Williams and Venus Williams, for that matter, have more masculine bodies, and that's why they're able to compete so well.
Yeah, if you're a fan of women's tennis or Serena Williams, it's probably good to stay off of Twitter when you're watching one of them play in a match, because there's this whole sort of backlash that seems to happen every time they play where, for whatever reason, and it's usually men, they make these sort of suggestions that, you know, because they're so strong and powerful that they're more masculine, or that that's the essential advantage they have in the game. And I think it's been really interesting to watch Serena playing against herself in some ways and against the history books, because now she's been in such great control that it's not necessarily just been her physical attributes that have allowed her to be successful, but her mental strength that in so many times, especially both in the French Open and in the earlier rounds at Wimbledon when she fell behind, and these younger players who had nothing to lose and everything to gain, you would think that that would be a time where she might have decided, well, you know, I've won so many, I'm going to just end it here. And instead, she was the one who never broke, who had incredible fortitude and incredible strength. And it looks like in some ways that she's not been having a ton of fun out there because it's been so much pressure on her.
Well, that was the thing. You wrote about that in The New Yorker, that is she really enjoying it? Now, we did see her dancing with Novak Djokovic after they both won Wimbledon. She did look like she was having fun there. But what do you think? Is she enjoying it?
Well, it's got to be fun, you know, to win. I mean, and she's she hasn't lost in a major tournament since last August. And so, you know, everyone's all smiles when they win. But at the French Open, she was like fighting illness and had what she said was the flu. And she had never felt worse on a tennis court. And yet she continued, you know, to battle through. And in the earlier rounds of Wimbledon, in the third round, she faced an incredibly hard test from a young hometown favorite and just had that stern look on her face. It was just like, oh, I got to get one more game and one more game. And she's just, you know, I mean, in one of the post-match interviews, she essentially explained it as, well, I don't go out there to lose. And so she continues instead to be able to win.
Ian Crouch, writer with The New Yorker and NewYorker.com, talking with us about Serena Williams, who will no doubt go down as one of the greatest players in tennis history. Ian, thank you.
Absolutely. This has been a whole lot of fun. Thanks.